Marlon, 14 years, wow. Long time.
Don't know where it's all gone. It's all gone. 14 years. Obviously, when I got asked to do this, and you start thinking, oh, when did it happen again? 2003, and you work out 14 years. It's like, wow, long time ago. But I'm here, and yeah, it's just... If even 14 years ago, I remember it very clearly. It was one of my highest accolades, my highest thing I achieved in my athletic career, and I hold it dear to my heart.
It was a tremendous atmosphere in the stadium that afternoon. I mean, everybody was there will remember it. The place was absolutely hummy. This is always the question they say that you shouldn't ask, but how did it feel to do that, to win a world title? What an achievement.
Oh, it's really hard to put into words when you think about it, but... You start thinking about all the hard work and the dedication and the hurdles and the negative things you had to deal with, and you stand on the rostrum and you think it's all worth it, and there's a lot of hard work, and the process behind it is what you remember, I think, a lot of, and being on the rostrum is probably just a very small part of the whole process. Mm. One of the things I remember was the spectators. So the stadium, albeit being very, very big, the spectators and the seating's very close, so when they cheer, plus you're inside an indoor arena, you feel every shout, every scream, and it definitely, without question, put me at an advantage, having that home crowd advantage.
And I mean, it was just one of the things. You had a tremendous career. You were one of the longer serving members of the British team. You were around for such a long time in all these games. I had a feeling that one really gave you a push forward, because only a year after that you were with the team in Athens, and you seemed to really grow out of that.
That's what I'm saying. So the beauty about indoors is it's a good stepping stone for you, especially for me anyway, speaking personally about it, is when you go outdoors you can stand on the line and say, when they announce your name, you're world indoor champion. You know, I'm supposed to be here, and there's that belonging of, you know what, I belong here. And I definitely had that. That was a massive turning point for me in my career. And after that, I said, right, I belong here. I've worked hard. I'm a champion. So let's do it again and again. And that's what happened, thankfully, either be as an individual or more often than not in the team in a 4x1 relay. So, yeah, bringing it back to Birmingham, it was a massive, massive key point for me in my career. And just to know that when you stand on the line and you know, oh, I can compete against these guys and I beat them, it gives you that massive confidence to move on in the outdoor.
So for young members of the British team now who are in the same sort of situation as you were then, a year building up to a championship like this, you must, presumably your advice to them would be, this is a tremendous opportunity to push you forward.
Without question. So it's an opportunity simply because, well, there's a lot of stress. Let's go back in. There's lots of stresses that can, when you get involved in a major championship and being a youngster, that can have a massive effect on your performance because you're not familiar with it. So to reduce those stresses, being at home in the UK, you're familiar with the culture, familiar with surroundings, friends and family, it's easy to keep in contact. So it reduces that slightly, for one. And for two, the spectators will push you on and give you a better performance. So coming back to the UK, it'll be 15 years. So 1 year today, they'll be starting the championship. So there'll be some youngsters out there who will definitely be a massive leap in their career to move on and be successful in the future.
You had a home crowd, and of course you're fairly, I mean, not quite from Birmingham, but from Coventry, you know, you
can't
must
get
have had
close in regards to cities, right?
Well, close enough for the purposes of it. You must have had people there, a big crew of people to come and see you that day.
Yeah, lots of family and friends, and lots of athletes I used to train with. It's easy, so I could have been training weeks before with the athletes next to me, and then going down to the track and they'll be in the spectators watching me. So there's something to be said about that. As well as, look, I love travelling the world with my athletics, but there's definitely something to be said about a home crowd and performing in front of a home crowd, and not just for the athlete but for the spectator. So those that haven't had the opportunity to watch athletics or are thinking about going, this is a good way, and a good way to bridge that gap is, one, you're inside, so you can keep warm, it's easy access to get in and out of the toilets and all that kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it sounds silly.
No,
it's true, and it's an easy way to experience athletics in a comfortable environment.
Yeah, and as you've already said, you're right up close to it. This place absolutely hums when there's a big event on.
Question. Yeah, whether it's a concert or whether it's any function that's going on. Yeah. So when you've got the whole stadium cheering your name, wanting you to run quick, you can't think, but I've got to perform here. And then you really appreciate it afterwards. And it's not just me. All the athletes will say, I can tell you for a fact that they're going to thank the crowd at some point, because it's a genuine response, because you feel it when you get out there.
Well, I was going to comment, why do people like coming here? Athletes like coming here. I remember at that event, and all the IAAF people were saying, this is great, and the athletes were really enjoying it. We have the Diamond League in Birmingham as well, which has been a real success. What is it that the athletes like about coming here?
To Birmingham?
Yeah.
I just think it's well... We encourage sport. There's so many sporting activities in the Midlands and in Birmingham. There's a Grand Prix every year, more often than not, at Alexander Stadium, which is a great another great thing that UK Athletics put on. So I can't. It's all well and good watching it on TV, which is great, and I encourage that. But there's no comparison to be able to watch it as a spectator, to see how quickly we're moving, to see how far we're throwing, or to see, and you get a real essence, and that's the kind of thing I'd like to see that gets children and adults involved. I want to be able to try that, or I think I can do that. And if you start having those thought processes going, you plant that seed, and you never know what can happen. You could be, well, it happens. I remember watching Linford Christie, albeit he was out in Barcelona at the time, just by watching it on TV. But you're going to really inspire someone if you can visually see it with their naked eye. It has a massive effect on someone's desire to be a professional athlete and even just keep involved in sport on every level. It's important, I think. So
that's the message to people: come in this area, come and engage with it, be part of it.
Come and engage with it, and without question, you'll enjoy it. Yeah. Enjoy the atmosphere, and you'll see some amazing performance. That will be a fact, and that's something you'll have to tell and talk about for years to come.
Just lastly, Mon, tell us what you're doing these days, because you had this tremendous career. Look, you were never going to retire, and eventually
it happens. Well, the wheels have to fall off.
you can say that. I wouldn't say
the wheels have fell off.
But it does have to everybody. But you're still very much connected with sport, aren't you?
Yeah. So I have a speed consultancy. So I get involved with clubs or individuals, and I help them work on their speed relative to their sport. So I've been doing that since I've retired, and there's other things I do. There's functions like this, so I keep my finger involved in my athletics. So it's something I love, and I always love forever. And there's a few things going on, but I love so giving back basically through my understanding of speed, and helping those footballers and rugby players to execute speed and make them better players.
And I bet there's still a bit of you that he's on the start line, isn't he? I bet you never leave that entirely. I know you don't have to do quite mentally, so much training and all the pain and all the rest of it, but when they're down on their blocks, I bet you're there, aren't you?
Oh, I understand what it's all about, and and I wish I could do it now. But I'm very content with my career. I had a great career. I had 16 consecutive years I went to every major championship. So I've been around the block a few times, so I'm eternally grateful for that. And yeah, I know what they're feeling in the blocks, and I wish I could get involved again.
You look like you're still watching you, Jeremy Devil.
I could, but my hamstring would probably pop halfway down the straight.
All right.